Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I guess I had to extend the show. I know I'm going to start with an intro. Please welcome, Lady Lynn, to the second portion of Off the Rails Uncensored. We apologize for the disconnection, but to continue, what I was trying to say was Triple H needs to quit booking himself. Shane McMahon is too late, though, because Lady Lynn, we're already saddled with the fact that wrestlers have gone down to injury. They're not using wrestlers. It's like, you do have Shinsuke Nakamura. You do have wrestlers like, Heath Slater, Mojo Rawley, but they're all being utilized for the 24/7 championship. I have no problem with that title. I have no issue with being entertained.
Entertaining is the word I'd use to describe it.
I mean, folks, you gotta have, some say you gotta have, an element to every wrestling show is comedy, and you gotta have people that'll give the fans a reason to care. And our truth has been with the company just as long as Kofi Kingston, or a little bit longer. Yeah, he did have a brief stint in TNA. It was briefly. He's been wrestling for a very long time. Okay. Fans know what they want to see. Not just what we want to see, it's how you present it. So he gave us AJ Styles and Ricochet. Good job, guys. I'll give credit where credit is due. I'm not going to bash the company as much as I tend to do all the time. But, there has to be a balance. There just has to be.
If you don't have that balance, you can't have a good show, right?
If you don't have a balance, period, then how the fuck are we supposed to tune into your shit? That's what I'm trying to... It's like this. Fans get bashed to criticize, over simple shit. I don't care because, actually, I do care because if you keep bashing it, folks, they're just going to keep doing the opposite of what we want. The opposite of what we would like to see. Okay, how about you keep giving us looks like Ricochet, AJ Styles? How about having a triple threat match for the United States Championship match? But I think Samoa Joe has got bigger fish to fry with, attacking Kofi Kingston from behind, and giving him a Miranagi on the fucking stage. Okay, that's intriguing. That's interesting. You're starting to get it, better late than never, as I always say, but attendance. The reason why it's so important is because if you have seats that are full, you can have more crowd reaction. You can get a bigger pop if you do a specific move. But if you only have 6,000 people at a fucking sub-pay-per-view, that's like saying I went to Dairy Queen, and I got this lovely blizzard, and I wanted all the caramel or whatever you like, whatever floats your fancy. And if you don't like ice creams, you're lactose intolerant, you really are missing out. And again, calories, well, fuck you then. I mean, I just, at this point, I'm trying to tell you, tomato, tomato, you need to fucking get on the ball. Keep up with it. You're doing a great job. I'm not, like I said, I don't like criticizing you guys. I hate it. Because you guys, WWE, you guys were part of my childhood. Back when, you know, Shawn Michaels, the boy, just more than the boyhood dream, The Undertaker, used to have the creatures of the night. And things were special back in the day. You had to really scrimp and save or afford WrestleMania because it used to be on pay-per-view. And you used to have matches like Bam Bam Bigelow versus Doink the Clown. And I remember the Super NES games that were $59. I mean, not just video games and matches. It was the stories they told, the matches, the stories they told, and how we as kids used to, you know, we are supposed to believe, we're supposed to be fans. I mean, I pray that you guys understand where I'm coming from is I would hope and fucking pray that you guys continue to give us new looks for the main event. That's a start. But that's weird. You know, I keep getting disconnected. Well, you know, I don't know if anybody's having a hand in this, but, you know, if you guys are trying to hang up because of making valid points, I don't think that's the issue. I think Blog Talk's having issues, Lady Lynn. But, you know, it is what it is, folks. WWE, they have the tools. They're just not sharpening them. How? Give us, you know, different looks. Okay, so you gave us fucking Ricochet and AJ that kept us quiet in the peanut gallery. I love the fact that, you know, alumni can come back and say nice things about your company. But what I'm trying to say is I loved you as a kid and I still want you to succeed. I don't want to keep coming on the air and just being negative about you the entire fucking time. That's not me. Okay, I am very passionate about how wrestling needs competition. You guys don't want to be the WCW in this whole AEW war. Trust me, you don't. Is WWE going out of business? No. No, they're not going anywhere, folks. It's called NXT.
As long as WWE has NXT, I think they can still somehow manage to stay afloat.
Look at NXT events, folks. They sell out. Yeah, they are heads above water because, okay, Io Shirai, the genius of the sky, versus Shayna Baszler in a cage match for the NXT Women's Championship. Will Shayna Baszler come out on top? We don't know. You know, Mia Yim has beaten formerly undefeated superstar Bianca Belair twice now. Once in a non-main event match, you know, for NXT, she did phenomenal. Mia Yim, you know, she's been in this business for 11 years. Just a little background on her. She's been around for 11-plus years. She did the independents, and she sacrificed a lot of things, time with family, boyfriends, whatever the case may be. She fucking sacrificed herself, folks. And now look at it. It's paying off. Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, names that you knew from PWG and Ring of Honor, they worked extremely hard to give the fans what they want. Velveteen Dream, Matt Riddle. You know, you got it. Some people say, well, I can't get behind the roster. Well, then fuck it. If you can't get behind it, then don't watch. That's all I'm going to say to you. I love you to death, but NXT is and some say maybe super indie, maybe a lot of things. But what it is not is it's not dead yet. NXT UK, they are keeping fans entertained.
That they are.
So, I mean, like, you gotta understand, folks. I love professional wrestling. I want WWE to succeed. The only reason why I'm so hard on them opinion-wise is because I have seen this company rise and fall before. It's like, a rock star, like Freddie Mercury. He went through hell, folks. I mean, man had AIDS. He died of AIDS. But he went through a period of his life where things were bad and he didn't notice it. And making the comparison to WWE and one of the greatest iconic rock stars in history, yes. Because I believe WWE can make a comeback. A lot of people have told me I'm crazy and I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, starts with NXT. That's their developmental. It's been there since 2013. It's been a phenomenal fucking ride. And it's not over yet. Some may say, well, AEW is where it's at. You don't know that. They have one, they had two big shows and, technically three. All in, Double or Nothing. They've had stellar shows. I'll give them that. But you cannot base your judgment on their wrestling company that has not been involved for very long. And so it's gonna be a far cry from, well, WWE is better, the blah blah blah, and or AEW is better, because there's a lot of people that will say, here's the pros, here's the cons. Well, here's the opinion. Of good old Brian Reynolds. The reason why WWE is losing ratings is because it's 3 hours. It's three fucking hours. Some ESPN says, well, we kept ratings because of Ronda Rousey. That's not true. She did not bring them ratings. What she did was she managed to help the company out just a little. No, she's like the female Lesnar. No one wants her there. So if people think that WWE is going away because of Ronda Rousey leaving, boy, you're fucking stupid. They can do just fine without her. There's a lot of, a lot of resentment in that locker room. They did not want her there because they knew, oh, I'm just going to be jobbing to a person that hasn't even worked one day in the business. She has not earned her right. Not only the Ronda Rousey fiasco, it's... When you tell your superstars, we're doing great, our company has a million followers, or this, or the other, more so than NFL, NBA, quit doing that shit. Please stop. That's not getting you ratings at all. That's more or less, I wonder if this is true, because if you look at the number one trend in professional wrestling, more so, more than one reference, more so than Yahoo on Google, and CBS Sports, New Sports Newcadia, Gerwick, the whole chenille says the number one trend on Instagram, Twitter, and various other social media apps, AEW, New Japan, CZW. The list goes on and on, folks. I can't make this shit up to save my life. Okay? If AEW is getting ratings, if AEW is getting a lot of ranks and a lot of accolades, and they barely even a company, they worked hard to get in the position that they're in right now. So, anyway, I'm gonna say it. WWE needs to step up their game. They're doing better. They're getting there. They need to get attendance. So by saying that, quit doing promos. I mean, the Becky Lynch and the fucking Seth Rollins promo fit. But, dear God, does it take so many entrances and so many, I'm going to kick your butt, we challenge you at Extreme Rules, yada, blah, blah. There's just so much going on right now that fans are like, I'm on overload, I don't know what to think. I was hoping that the club would join AJ and AJ would turn on Ricochet. No. It's too soon. You know, AJ wants to beat him fair and square. There's no problem with that, you pussy-ass motherfuckers. Come on. You got to turn somebody. You gotta do something out of the ordinary to make fans go, why, boo, I hate you. Going for instant gratification? You damn right. There's got to be something that balances out this thing we call professional wrestling, because if you just have strictly babyface moments in professional wrestling, come the fuck on. People want a happy ending. Yeah, so does Robert Kraft in the massage parlor. Just saying. I warned you, this content will get not sexually explicit, but it will get explicit. So what I'm telling you is, please, just this once, do something out of the norm and make your soccer mom audience go, wow. WWE actually used, it doesn't have to be blood and guts, man. It can be, holy fuck, did you see what happened off the barricade? Or, holy shit, they did some, you know, Nikki Cross ended up doing the purge onto steel chairs. That, you know, the moment where she starts chucking chairs at Bayley or something. I don't care. Do something not, you know, mundane, boring, routine. That is why AEW is outdoing WWE, because they don't fucking talk in the mic for longer than 30 minutes. They don't even talk for 5. Promos, if it fits, fine, do it. But quit talking so much. Yeah, The Miz, you know, she has Miz TV. You have Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins who did promos tonight. They did a phenomenal job. But my God, I've said it before, tug of war, you have gimmick matches like that, woo, tug of war, what's next, dodgeball, four square,
I don't know that I'd want to see a dodgeball game between them.
Who rules the parking lot? I don't know. I mean, honestly, folks, I'm supposed to go to work.
Pull a pickup truck the furthest?
They have had a competition before with Mark Henry. But let me just tell you, folks, that was actually cool, you know, when Tess tried to lift the car, that, you know, running, they had a car running in place and Mark Henry lifted it. They've had good moments. It's not that they don't have moments. It's more than just moments. Give the fans something to remember you by. Make your show memorable and quit stealing my phrases, Graves. By the way, my phrase is copyrighted. You can actually look it up, folks. Off the Rails Uncensored, that this show was copyrighted in 2016. So, if you want to use my catchphrases, you're more than not welcome to do so. I don't care if you use them, like you throw it in every now and again. No, I do care. Because why my show has barely 4,000 listens and it should have more. I'm not complaining about that. I need guests. I can get that. But what I'm getting at, folks, is the announcers, they're getting very, very antsy. No, it's their focus. What Triple H said before was, we are focused on what our company is doing. Well, what your company is doing is lulling fans to sleep some half of the time, and then it's waking us up again. So thank you for giving us Undertaker. Thank you for AJ Styles versus Ricochet. By the way, fans, You know, so what? He stuck his finger in his butthole. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. At least he didn't molest a child. At least he didn't murder somebody on the street and then ignored the whole situation. I love you, Snooka, but Jesus Christ. I don't mean to disrespect anybody. What I'm trying to tell you fans is the WWE needs to go further. They need to further their likes and dislikes. You know, with what the fans are like, I like this, but I dislike this. You want to do Cyber Mondays again? That'd be fun. The fans get to do an internet match, you know, get to choose what type of match it is, like a kendo stick on a pole match, because God knows we can't give blood and gore because you have soccer mom psycho sociopaths watching the goddamn show. The ratings, dude, have dropped to an all-time low of 2.2. That's barely enough to keep yourself on USA Network. Okay, if you lost 500,000 viewers within the first hour, no, they're trying. You got to give the WWE credit. They are trying to give the fans what they want. No, they're giving the fans what the company wants. There's a fucking difference. So we're going to present this product now and give the fans, you know, a gesture of, oh, we'll give you what you want at Mania 35. For the rest of the year, we're going to give you a mixed bag. The cage match between Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. But holy hell, when you take a move from someone, you automatically get up. I mean, don't they teach you selling? Kofi can sell. Believe me, he can sell. That motherfucker can sell. But, you know, folks, there comes a point in time when you've got to come to the realization, you know, he worked hard for 11 years. He gritted his teeth, probably didn't want to show up to work some of the time because he was just part of the back, you know, in catering. And then you take a look at his track record right now, like, you know, he has to eventually lose. He has to. Then people are going to bitch and complain on social media about how WWE is racist because they let the black dude lose. Look, man, okay, Mark Henry's been a world champion. You've had Booker T as a world heavyweight, but people don't consider that champion? Like, come on, come the fuck on. So I was rewatching, you know, reactions on social media. Well, JTG from Crime Time was watching Mania in a bar, and the reaction was, you know, it's been a long time coming. I agree with that. But, you know, every superhero has to lose somehow. Every person has to adhere to, you know, you cannot have a perfect world. And unfortunately, in the society that we are living in, people are saying, oh, I'm against bullying. I am too. But this is not a matter of who's being bullied and who gets screwed over. No, y'all need to realize what happens when you get a job and you don't do your job. You get fired. What happens when you fuck up and you mess things up between, you know, someone else in a relationship? You either get slapped, broken up with, beat the fuck out of, whatever. It's life. But WWE is giving the ideology that if you are this certain type of person, certain type of race, that you can get fluffed, that you can, you know, automatically pull the race card. Well, they just did it because he was of different race. No, motherfucker. Every other wrestler's had to lose that title. So they're saying Lesnar's going to basically dethrone Kofi. I don't know how to feel about that, but I do know every champion has to lose their championship eventually. I don't know when he's going to cash in, maybe at Extreme Rules. Don't care. Like I said, every champion has to lose. Losing, it's nothing. This generation, Lady Lynn, the generation that was born in 2000. I've never seen this. They boo and cheer. They extend game, or they say there's no game because it, you know, the team was beating a team so bad, so they call it a draw. And now I'm going back in generation. What does this have to do with WWE? I'll tell you. So if a crowd is reacting a certain way, you automatically change it up in the card. You know, card subject to change, whatever. My question is, what's it going to take for people to understand that you have to, in order to overcome adversity, you must lose, you must get tampered with? Vince kind of did the fans a favor, and people are going to hate me for saying this, to play into the whole I'm a racist asshole gimmick. He's smart in that regard because he got fans reacting. It got you all upset.
That's very true. That did get a crowd reaction. That's what we were going for, right?
That's what you need to... Okay, you need reaction in order to get you intrigued for WrestleMania. This crowd, I'm going to say this now. This crowd, including our generation, sadly, what the fuck, dudes? You guys don't remember what it was like to have a story being told to you? Gee, you know, last time I checked, this is wrestling. You have to build a story in order for people to be interested in it. If you don't have intrigue, if you don't have interest, guess the fuck what? People are going to tune the fuck out. I tuned out in 2008 and 2009 because, no offense, there was 5,000 people when I went to fucking Sprint Center. There was probably less than that at Madison Square Garden. And WWE wanted to do Hall of Fame, so the attacker would have gone to Madison Square Garden. That's a lot. Those seats are a lot harder to get out of, folks, because let me tell you, there's a lot of cracks in those seats. I mean, they've changed it. They've revamped it. Trust me, they have. But when you have people attacking people at Hall of Fame, when you have, like, people not showing up to pay-per-views, this is a concern because WWE has a good product. The attendance. Okay, how about, you know, selling tickets on radio stations again? You know, doing whatever you can to promote selling them at the door? What is this, NXT? I mean, when it first started, I remember at Barclays, they handed me a ticket, Lady Lynn, for $20. Actually, no. It was $25. For lower level seats at Barclays.
My gosh.
They filled the arena though. It sold out. And Hunter was surprised. I mean, that was the sellout show where Sasha and Bayley, you know, had a phenomenal match. So anyways, folks, I have a minute and 22 seconds. I gotta take the allotted time, but I thank you for listening to part two of Off the Rails Uncensored. WWE, please get, you know, the rest of your shit together. Why? Because we're not asking, we're telling you. AEW comes and you start doing the same shit where you recycle promos and recycle matches, but now you added Undertaker into the mix with Roman Reigns. Great, you know, you added in. Folks, if you want to tune in tomorrow with Fanny Hulkster and myself, it's 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central. I will be on here live. Thank you, Lady Lynn. Show up. If you didn't like what I had to say, I am Brian Rails. I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And Lady Lynn?
If you didn't like what Lady Lynn had to say, call me what you will, but don't call this lady crazy.
All right, folks. I got to go to bed because I have work in the morning. Dig it. Good night. Toodles, bitches.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? A cult of personality. A cult of personality.